This is Keith.
Hey Keith, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing well. I received your online web registration here. I want to see if you had a few minutes to speak about your app.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So I have here that you're looking for some working capital. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And how much are you looking for?
I don't know what she put on there. Christy, my secretary, filled it out. They was doing it. We probably need about 250 would be good.
I'm sorry, you said 50?
About 250.
250, okay. Now, yeah. Keith, that's a lot of money. Tell me what you're going to be using it for, like the breakdown of that.
I really need to talk to her. We got a lot of big jobs starting, and we just need some money for cash flow till we can get the job going.
Okay.
Get some more income coming in because we got a lot of big jobs starting.
Okay. Now, when are they starting?
So, from now to the first of the year. We're trying to get some stuff bought before we know prices are going to increase.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to get some stuff bought up and try to save on some of the price increases we're going to see from manufacturers.
Okay.
Year. Trying to save on paying them because we know stuff's going to go up.
So, what are you looking to purchase?
Equipment and stuff.
Oh, equipment.
Okay. Early buys and all.
Okay.
For pool equipment for jobs for next year.
Pool equipment for jobs.
Yeah, and then we also got some debt from last year. We want to get off the books and refinance this in longer term. Where we don't have, debt on the books that we can restructure.
Sure. Yeah, I totally understand. Keith, are you 100% owner of the business?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business for?
Since 1998.
Okay. And do you have an idea of what you guys did in sales in 2015?
Probably about $3.5 million.
Okay, $3.5 million. And what about this year? Are you guys on track to do the same, or are you going to do a little more, a little less?
Probably more.
Okay.
We had a better year this year than we did last year.
Okay, a little more. And do you have any current loans out right now?
No. We have some, equipment loans. We have a tractor loan and a couple of truck loans. We have two equipment loans and probably two truck loans. But that's about all we got. We don't have no business loans.
Okay. When you say truck loans, are you just talking like work vehicle trucks?
Yeah, got it.
Who did you guys use for financing when you bought those trucks?
I know the tractors. One tractor is Wells Fargo. One of the trucks is through Ford. Christy could answer all these questions better. She pays all the bills. I'm out working every day. I'm out on the job every day working, so
she's the one who's
the best person at.
Yeah, sure.
She actually pays the bill, her name, with lay there every day.
Okay, what's her name?
Her name?
Yeah.
Sir, Christy.
Christy?
Yeah, she's the office manager. Yeah, she can answer questions a whole lot better.
Okay, I'll definitely ask her that. Let me ask you one more thing. How soon were you looking to bring on the capital?
As soon as we could, because what we worried about is the pool business has been so strong in the last year, is we're hearing from the manufacturer rail that we're going to see products jump, some of the stuff we're going to see go up 12-16% in the late winter, early spring. So anything that we can pre-order and pre-buy, we have a pretty good size warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
That we could go ahead and get and hold an inventory that we know we're going to use next year on this pool equipment set. Anything we could do like that that we know we're going to use in the next 6 to 8 months, is that just 12-16% more profit we can put in our pocket, because if we can So we know we're going to use it, and the technology is not going to change. So,
right.
You know, we're just trying to get ahead of the curve. And
well,
you got, you know, we got some debt we want to get off the books and restructure too, because, you know, the way it is right now, it's just not making no sense to where we're doing it.
So what do you mean by that? It's not making any sense. What type of debt is it?
Because what it is, we owe some vendors some money, and we
okay.
don't have the cash flow to get it paid down, and they want to charge us 25% on top of what we're paying them for the bad debt. And at 25%, we're paying them all of our cash on top of what we're ordering. We can't seem to get ahead. So if we could get a loan to pay them off and then get back on good terms with them, and then we could get ahead and pay that loan back, and it helps us with our cash flow. We didn't need the working capital to get back out from under that debt that we got.
So
we
is it
some working capital?
So is it 25% a month they're charging you, or how do they charge
it's
you?
25% on top of every order. It's 25%
on top of
every order.
So yeah, whatever the order that you're ordering, it's 25% on top of that?
Yeah, so if we order a $10,000 order, it's 25% on top of that. So
holy
it gets
cow.
Hard every week when you do that, yeah.
And you're doing that every week?
Every week.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Twice a week.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and I mean,
that's crazy.
Yeah. And this particular vendor, we've done $600,000 worth with them this year.
How come they're not giving you a break if you've been working with them for so long?
Because they're assholes.
Damn.
It's poo court.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's poo court. They're assholes. They don't care. There's a big dog in the poo business. They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care about the little guy. They sell to everybody. They sell to us. They sell to everybody else. They sell on the internet. They sell to all the internet vendors. They're going to get the sales regardless of who they sell to or how they sell it. So they don't really care if they're nice to anybody, because they're going to sell it regardless. They don't care about if you bought $100 from them or $100 million. They don't care.
Sure.
They're just number crunchers.
That's crazy.
They don't care about relationships anymore.
So they're like the Walmart of the pool industry.
Yeah, yeah, they don't care. It ain't like it was in the 80s when the relationships in the pool business meant something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just jerks, you know. But
wow.
The problem is, there's just not a whole lot of independence that can support. When you get the size of the company we are now,
mm-hmm.
there's not independence that can service you because of the volume and the specialty of items you need when you try to build high-end pools, because they can't service you because of the stuff you need. They can't get the items you need and get it there in a timely fashion.
Right.
So you're stuck dealing with the bigger companies because you need the stuff in a timely fashion, and only the big companies can do that. So
right.
You're stuck in a rock and a hard place. And the guy that we deal with, the branch manager, is one of our best friends, and you know, he would help us, but it's out of his control. You know, you got the credit managers, the numbers crunchers, we call them, that, you know, they don't give a crap about nobody.
Right. Now, you're saying that you do pay them sometimes twice a week. How much is an average order that you're doing?
We probably average $10,000 a week.
$10,000 a week. And then sometimes twice a
week. I mean, it varies. I mean, it varies because, you know, what we got going on, if we got a, you know, equipment set, or it just varies on what we got going on. You know, right now it's slowing down a little bit because,
so you're,
you know,
you're telling me, you're telling me that when you order 10,000, let's say you average 10,000 a week, and you do, let's just say you do it once a week, you're paying them 10,000 on top of what you're ordering?
We're paying them 25% on top of what we order. So
right.
It'd be
25% of 40 grand is $10,000 though.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is insane, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
It makes it tough. It makes
so,
it tough.
So let's say that
and
you're able.
And I got payroll on top of that.
Yeah. Well, so what's your payroll like? How much do you spend?
Payroll either runs 5 to 8 a week.
Okay, 5 to 8K a week. So how much are you bringing in a month?
That'd be a Christy question. But
a Christy question,
it's a
okay.
good bit. I mean, yeah, it's a good bit. I mean, we turn over a lot of money. And, I mean, we make it. I mean, you know, we've been in business since 98. We never bankrupted on nobody. We never wrote nobody a bad check.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have never bounced a check. Everybody's always got paid. Yeah. And everybody always got paid in 30 days, but everybody's always got paid.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever had to take us to collection, you know.
That's good. That's good.
Everybody's always got their money. I mean, even in 2008 and 2009, when the economy went to hell in a handbasket and the banks was asking the government for a handout, they didn't give me no money.
Hmm. How did you kind of establish yourself? Because, I mean, for you being a smaller company, but having such, you have great sales for a pool business. How are you still getting business like this? Is it word of mouth only? Or, I mean,
yeah, well, we got a website. We do some advertising, but mainly it's just we're in a smaller geographic market. You know, it's still North County is about 150,000, but we get a lot of it from word of mouth because we try to do what we say we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
For people, and that helps a whole lot. You know, if you do what you say you're going to do for people and be there when you say you're going to be there and honest, you know, that means a lot in this business. There's so many crooks in this business.
Sure.
It's just like home building business. You know, if you do people wrong, you ain't going to last long. That's probably, I could probably sit here since 98, I probably could name 30 builders that has come and gone in this market since 98 that no longer in business.
Wow.
You know, you gotta do what you say you're gonna do, you know. You know, if you give them a contract and you misestimate, you know, you might not make, you know, you think you're gonna make $12,000 on pool, you wind up making 10, but you do what you say you're gonna do.
Right.
You know, you're better off to make 10 than not do what you say you're gonna do.
Plus you'll make the 10 and then get the referral from them because you did something.
Right, yeah.
And you kept your word, right?
Right. You know,
that makes sense.
You gotta,
what is
our biggest thing? We just need some operating capital with some terms that we can move forward with. That where we can have an established monthly payment or ever how I don't know how y'all do. I don't know what kind. We just need to find out what kind. We don't know if we're interested in what y'all offer till we see. We don't want a loan that's got 30% interest. We're just trying to find out what somebody offers for a loan where we can get something where we got a monthly payment on some money, we got some operating capital, we got something that we know we got a monthly payment on this amount of money that we got to draw from. If we draw this much out, we owe this much the month, well, we sort of got some breathing room, and it ain't. Because one time we happened, like right now, it's the fall. We just closed a cuckoo pool. We probably closed 1,000 pools in the last 60 days.
Wow.
Well, the pools were due upon receipt, but that don't mean them people are going to pay us when it's due upon receipt. Well, every one of them bills are $250 to $350. Well, that don't seem like much individually, but you take 1,000 of them and multiply it times that. Well, say half of them hadn't paid us. That's a lot of money out there on the books that people owe us.
Yeah, that's like $17,500 out there.
Yeah, and so that's what hurts our cash flow. And that's what them people that Pool Corp don't understand is. They think when I get something in a box in the back door and it goes out and we take it and put it on, that we automatically get the money. They don't, it's hard to make them money crunchers understand. Just because I go put it on their pool don't mean I got the money.
Right.
Because I got to wait for me to get paid. That's what hurts us is the lag time of getting paid, and we're trying to establish a new policy in the spring about if we go put something on your pool, you're going to give us a credit card up front, and we're going to charge it on your credit card when we get the job done because it is killing us waiting on money sometimes and chasing money.
Absolutely, and it's a pain in the ass. You know what I mean? It's taking up time.
Well, you try to do it for your good customers because it's never really been a problem in the past because we work for a lot of the same people over and over, but as the county has changed, in our area, we're really multiple counties we work in, but as the people has changed, more people moved in, we're working for more and more people we don't know and don't have a relationship. It has gotten harder about people taking longer to pay. So as the demographics of our area has changed, some of our policies are going to have to change with this change in demographics, if that makes sense, you know.
Yeah,
you know, we can't do the same things we always have done and hope for the same results because, you know, it's just a changing of the time.
No, I totally understand.
You know, you don't want to piss off your old good customer. because you always let them do the, you know, mail you a check or come by. But the people that we never have done work for, we're going to have to do a different way because, you know, you can't have $60,000 or $70,000 hanging out there in accounts receivable because it just kills your cash flow.
So let's say you get the $250,000. What type of term are you, like, looking for in particular?
I don't know what y'all offer. I mean, we would like to do something where we'd have something. I don't know what y'all offer. I mean, she just mentioned it to me that she's going to apply. My brother's sort of my partner, but he don't own any of the business. But he's a partner, but he don't own any shares.
Mm-hmm.
And he sort of handles the money for me because he's more at the office and the salesman than I am. And we was talking about it. He said, you know, it would help us with cash flow because he's more of the money man.
Okay.
And it would help, you know. But what we'd like is something like a 3-year term, but where we had a monthly payment.
A monthly payment.
You know, and I don't know. Right. I don't know if y'all do that.
Yeah, we do.
No idea how this
we do have. We have multiple programs. So we do. I mean, with your type of volume, what you do, I'd obviously try to put you on a lease. A weekly or monthly type of payment on that.
Yeah.
Monthly is what I would shoot for. It sounds like you have a legitimate business. Your sales are great. How would you rate your credit, Keith?
My personal credit?
Yeah.
My personal is, it's like, I got credit karma. It's 6. Last I looked at it, it'll be 680, I think. It goes up and down.
Okay.
Stuff on the only thing that really hurts that I got a Discover card. I just put irrigation in my yard, and I put like $6,000 on the Discover card, which got my credit limit over 50%, which made it go down. So I just need to pay it off, or I get that Discover back down, and it'll go up about 30 points if I pay that damn Discover card off. So I just need to pay that Discover card off again.
Okay.
But yes, I think it's 680.
680? Okay.
Like that.
Yeah, it's above a little above the average there, so that's good. I have options. I do have a 3-year term. The program that I'm thinking for you, I have an unsecured loan program. Basically, it's have you ever taken out an unsecured working capital loan?
No, we never having looked into it really.
Okay, so how the unsecured loans work? They're a little bit more expensive than a traditional bank, so you're not going to find your typical rate of, you know, 6 to 9% on this unsecured money because it's unsecured. Basically, we look at your business and then we kind of take into consideration everything that's going on as far as your sales, your time in business, how much you're spending, what you're being charged, how much we can save you. And then we give you money. You sign for the money personally, but it goes under the business. So it doesn't even show up on your personal credit report. Right. So, and we have different options. We can do anywhere between short term, like 12 months, all the way up to 36 months, just depending on what would work best for you. But I need you to keep in mind that it'll be a little bit more expensive than your typical loan. So, you know, we're not going to have the typical low 5 to 9% type of rate on this money because it's unsecured.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah. And if I had a home paid for, obviously, I'd just go do a home equity line and get on my house. My wife, I mean, I got the equity in my house, but my wife don't want to do that because she's not part of the business. So she don't want to do that. I mean, down that track.
You shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to. You don't want to put your house up as collateral on your business. You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make sense to do that. Now, what I want to do is I want to put together like a plan for you and kind of figure out a way that makes sense for you. So if I can get you, let's say, $250,000, and then we compare it to what you're spending, how much you're being charged in interest, and what you would be paying back to us, we obviously want to build a relationship with you. We are a relationship-based bank, so we want to take care of you. And that way, if you need more money in the future, Keith, you can just give me a call, and we can get you money. And once you get your foot in the door with us, we're going to give you the best rate possible because you're a returning customer. Kind of similar to what you do with your customers.
Right. And that's what we'd like to have, like, in the future. You know, we get this, and then we get done with this, and then in the future, you know, we want to buy. We got some excavators now that are paid for.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we get in a better shape in a year or two, we'd like to buy a bigger excavator to dig our pools faster. We're going to have to go through their history in order to get it financed. We can come back to y'all and say, hey, we want to buy this $112,000 excavator.
Exactly.
Y'all say, good, go get it. We'll finance it. And then we buy it, we pay y'all. It's just a whole lot easier than having to fool with
multiple different banks. And, yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yeah. We'd like to get a relationship with somebody where we got a line of credit somewhere that we just go to one person every time we need something, and we sort of know what interest rate we're looking at when we need something, and, you know, and we just do what we need to do. I mean, we like to get a relationship with somebody, and if you want to be that guy, I mean, we've been in, you know, that's what I keep trying to tell this food court company, you know, and that's what I can't understand. I mean, we're doing all this money with them year in and year out, and we never have not paid them. I mean, you know, if I've done this much business with them, and, you know, like right now, I probably owe them about $26,000 to $36,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done $600,000 so far this year, and you're freaking out over that amount of money. You've made a lot more of that in margin over the course of this year.
Right.
Why the hell are you freaking out over that? You know, why are you busting my nuts over this?
Right.
You know, I mean, three emails a day, five text messages, just, I mean, total freak-out mode. Like their world is going to come to the end if they don't collect this money. But what it's got to do with them, and like any other big corporation, is bonuses. You know, if they don't have a certain amount of collection, they're bonuses. And we know that. If they just would say that to me, I'd probably be better with it instead of making me... You know what I'm saying? If you just tell me the damn truth. Just tell me, if I don't collect this, I'm not going to get my bonus.
Right, absolutely.
Instead of, you know, I understand the way the corporate world would work. My wife works for Cisco Food Service. I understand if she don't collect, she don't get her bonus. Mm. But at least she will be honest with her customer.
Right, right, exactly.
Why don't collect it? I'm not going to get my damn bonus. So, you know.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Well, I'll tell you what, Keith, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to call Christy right now because I'm sure she's at the office, and then I'll get a little bit more info from her, some details, and then I'll send her over what I would need to get you guys approved, and then I'm sure she'll be the one who will have all that type of paperwork, like tax returns and bank statements, things of that nature. Okay, so I tell you what, I'll do that. I'll call her. We'll talk. I'll get some more details from her, and then me and you will stay in touch. And then I'll work on getting you this approval at the best rate and come back to you, and then we'll talk numbers.
Okay, that'll work.
Sounds good. Hey, Keith, the number I called you on, save that. That's my direct line. If you need to get a hold of me, you can.
My cell phone number.
Perfect, perfect.
That's the best way to get a hold of me. What was your first name again?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. Okay, I'll put it in there.
Perfect. Yeah, just save it, and then if you need to have any questions or you need to get a hold of me right away, just give me a ring. But I'll call Christy right now and get all that handled because she told me earlier you were on the field.
Yeah, I stay out working all the time. I run a crew. I was checking on the crew to finish up a job. I don't stay in the office much. I'm not an office type of guy. I'd rather work.
Hey, that's why you have so much sales.
Yeah, I go to the office in the mornings and in the evenings. I'd rather work. I'm not an office type of guy.
I understand that, but that's why your business is working.
Well, that's one reason the customer likes us too. We call them cell phone builders. You know, when people that sell food, all they do is got a cell phone and they sub everything out. We're on the job working. You know, we know what's going on. We're making sure everything's right. You know, we actually can build a pool. You know. We know how to build, you know. We're not just subbing everything out.
Yeah, that's
one reason our customer likes us, you know.
So, yeah, absolutely. They can appreciate that.
Jeremiah, and if you need anything from me, give me a holler.
All right, we'll do, Keith. We'll stay in touch.
All right,
bye. All right, bye.